Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and welcome, everyone, to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I'm Rainey Hale, and so you know this has to be Horse Thursday. Today is Thursday, February 8th. Super happy to be with you today. I was just going to say, I'm trying to decide what I was going to say next. Sorry, I just lost my train of thought there completely. Before we say hi to Cindy, I'd like to remind everyone to please press 1 on your phone if you want to chat with us. You know, as I say every week, you know, it's a big part of what our show is all about, is talking to all of you. So please press 1 and it lets us know that you want to talk to us. If you have questions or comments, testimonials, we'd really love to hear from you. And likely if you have a question, somebody else does too, but we all love hearing the stories. So, and it doesn't have to be anything crazy. It doesn't have to be my, you know, my horse miraculously turned around and now is a, you know, champion show horse. It can be my horse, you know, ran around and bucked in the field for the first time this year because I've, you know, started using Beamer. And just horses behaving like horses is what we love to hear the most. So please share with us. And if you aren't able to listen live, which we know a lot of you aren't, please use the Facebook page to give us ideas or ask us questions or let us know something that you'd like us to, you know, talk about more or dive a little deeper into or really show you where to do, find something. So that Facebook page is a really great place to communicate with us and let us know things you'd like to know more about. As you know, though, we do need to keep it to the horse unit on horses for this show, and we really need to stay away from anything medical. So, but you know that still gives us a ton to talk about. So, all right. Well, good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Rainey. Good morning, everybody. It's a sunny morning, at least, and looking like there's still hope for spring coming in the future here. So I hope you're not, you know, some places on the coast have been getting deluged. So I hope that you're warm and dry and that you'll have something to share with us coming up. So.
Perfect. And I know Tiff is going to try to join us today. She is not on with us yet, but can't wait to hear from her. I can get some updates on what she's been up to because she's been doing a lot. So looking forward to hearing from her. But in the meantime, there's just a couple of little things that I was just going to talk about. And I'm going to for sure say the one for you, Cindy. But first, I just wanted to make sure everyone was checking their email because we got a survey. And it's basically about equine training. And so the question, I just did it really quick this morning, actually, because I just was able to get into my email for the first time this week today because of work. And so it's pretty quick. It won't take much of your time, but it's asking basically what your experience is and then how you would appreciate to get, you know, future learning. So I think she's just trying to get from everybody how people want to receive the best, their training the best, so that she can design programs that fit with the most people. You know, she doesn't want to do a whole bunch of, you know, live events if, you know, only 5% of the people are going to be going to live events, you know. So the idea behind this is to create the most usable training for everybody. Cindy, you probably have more to add to that too.
Well, and she being Megan Smith, our equine sales director.
Yes.
That's okay. I don't believe that was sent to everyone. I believe it was sent to those who have sold a horse set. I think. I don't think it went to every single IBD. But, and you know, she asked that it come back by next week. So, yeah, like Rainey said, it'll take you less than 5 minutes to fill out. And, you know, it's a chance for you to kind of have your opinion and your voice heard. So please do take time to do that.
Perfect. And then the other thing I just want to talk about is the only thing I saw on Facebook that maybe we could kind of contribute to was somebody was asking a question about where you found, I think she was asking particularly about the battery reset. So I just wanted to, maybe we could talk a little bit about where we can find some of those things. And the first place is actually where she was. She was on the Facebook page and she was asking that question. There is a, up at the, sort of the top, I guess, I'm trying to get in here. So near the top, like just under the picture and under where it shows sort of some pictures of people, there is some, you know, tabs at the top, and it's discussion and members and events. And one of those is files. And if you go to files, it looks like most of them are Dr. Marlies Vonk has put in there, but there's a lot of really great things in there and really easy to use, really easy to share. And one of them is the battery reset, but there's other things too, like there's the horse set intensity chart. There is the FAQs. There is, additionally, there's some, you know, rental agreement blank templates so that you could, so you don't have to, you know, create from scratch a whole new thing. So there's some really great things in there that people have created and put in there specifically for you. So, I mean, a lot of things can be found in the back office too, but if you're already on Facebook page especially, which is what this person was specifically, a lot of those are already there for you. And so they're pretty easy to use and share from there. So
yeah,
be sure to check
the,
that out.
The, you know, replays or the Beamer Equine Educational Experiences, the BEEE.
Yep.
So those are in there as well. Those are also on your Beamer Share app as well as in the back office. But, again, it's easy, particularly if you're trying to share something with somebody who's also on Facebook. This is an easy way to do that. Just another tool to know about.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the next one, I was just the little update I was going to turn over to you since you're the queen of it.
Uh-oh. What?
The next Equine Academy coming up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The next one is coming up in March. And we try to do these quarterly. And, well, we have done them quarterly. We actually did, but there's, you know, there's no set schedule, and really had a lot of requests from distributors like those of you on the call who say, you know, I work during the week, can you please do it on a Saturday? And we've done one before on a Saturday, so we committed to doing another Saturday, and that is coming up on March 16th. And I recognize the fact that there are, you know, for those that are new people and they're trying to also do their basic academy, that does overlap, if you will, so conflict, with one of the, I think it's one that Bettina's Pacific Time is doing for that and that weekend and maybe one in Detroit, too, or Michigan. To say that, you know, those online academies are the same time. So somebody couldn't do both. But we have a lot more online academies than we do have equine academies. And so to the extent that, you know, I guess what I just want people to recognize is that the instructors, those of us that do these academies, are very active participants in the horse show circuit. And there's a lot of horse shows also on weekends. And so it's not just a matter of saying, oh, yeah, we can do it anytime. It took a lot of juggling to be able to say we could offer it on a Saturday. So I will tell you, the next one we're looking at, you know, the May-June timeframe, the next one will not be on a Saturday. I don't know that we'll do another one this year. It's just, challenging to do so, put it that way. So I just ask for your understanding and appreciation. If you want to do it on Saturday, this one coming up is your time. We already have 40 or so people registered. There is a glitch in the system, I will tell you. All the text talks about that it starts at noon Eastern time, and we ask people to sign in an hour early, too, as usual. But one of the things, one of the categories we can't seem to get fixed on, and it does say that, you know, it's starting at midnight. And let's use common sense. It's not starting at midnight. It starts at noon Eastern time. So anyway, we'd love to have you for that. So please plan for that and get signed up so that remember that you'll get a separate email from me about that, which will give you the link to be able to log in. That's 6 hours of give or take, close to it, as we can get training that will all be done online. But we do ask for you to, that you do have to register in advance. That seems to come up a lot on Facebook, the page for people, oh, this is great, where do I sign up? Well, it's the same place you sign up for everything else, under your events, and it's listed with all the other academies and, you know, pre-academy events and things like that in under event search. And there's an easy button to click on. That's it. There's no cost. Something else that we're working on is refreshing the product presentation. I'm going to combine it with just a little glimpse of the you know, just a few slides to comment about the business opportunity. And once we get that finished up, we will record that. I think the first time around it, anyway, it'll be Ian and I, and then hopefully that we can make that be available so that it's something that you can show that will show to a prospect. It will only delve deeply because we have all these other training sources now. It'll just be some highlights, and our goal is to have it be able to be done in less than 30 minutes. So that's in the works, but it's not available yet. We do have something else that is also that is coming up that I don't know what date, but one of our distributors who is a horse person as well as a Pilates instructor has come up with a course that is an online course that she's going to make available. Obviously, there will be a cost for it, but I want her to talk about that, and we'll come up with a date so she can tell you more about it. But it's a combination of using of working with balance for the horse and the rider, using Pilates, and using Beamer. So that is just a really unique opportunity. I'm so excited about this. Rebecca's also a dressage rider, and she's very well trained, and also I think she has a background also as a physical therapist. So this will be really cool. But I can only tell you that it'll come up, and I'm not sure exactly when. So. Those are just some things in the works.
Get a little tease to get you excited about it.
Yeah, and thank you, Marlise, for saying that survey was sent to all people, all distributors, whether they'd sold a horse set or not. So that'll be interesting what feedback we get from people that have never sold one. So anyway, we're working on things. We're looking for more information from you as to kind of what you need. Do we have anybody that's wanting to call in yet, Rainey?
Nobody wants to talk with us. Looks like Tiff maybe got held up, too, because I don't see her on there.
Okay. Well, something that I've been thinking about, because I think people struggle with it. And I am, they're kind of to find the right word when they're talking about Beamer and introducing it. So my question to the audience, to everyone who is listening live, is to say, what do you say when somebody says, what does it do? And my own opinion is this is simple, short, and sweet are the best, but I know that a lot of us kind of go off the deep end and have long explanations, and it really depends on your background. And, of course, what you say to someone is going to depend on who to the person you're talking to, kind of how, your sense of them, how much detail they want. I would ask if you're out there to call in and tell us, to say, you know, when you're talking to a prospect and they go, okay, I've never heard of this thing. What is it? What does it do? I would love to hear those kind of things, because I think we all could learn from each other. So please call in if you can and share what you say, not, you know, or several versions of what you might say.
I was going to say, there's for probably most people, there are going to be several versions, and there's going to be what I used to say and what I say now. At least there is for me.
Yeah.
Usually what I do start with is something very short and sweet. And then depending on their questions, depending on their, because you can a little bit of get from their, you know, from their questions, how either medical they want to get or how non-medical they want to get. And then you can kind of, you know, customize your train of talk based on that. We have somebody, I don't know if they want to share with this, but they want to chat with us. So let's see what they want to say. We've got area code 919. Area code 919, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Joan.
Hi,
Joan. I want you guys to think back to the old days. Do you remember the flip charts we used to have?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I would like to see that done again. And, like, in this case, it would be for animals or for horses, either way. But I hesitate to give my information or send anything to anybody, like at an airport or a train or stuff like that. But if I had a flip chart, I could show it to them and they could look at it, you know, in my presence, without any worry about losing any information. But I, you know, I'm an older person, so I like to visually see it instead of the fast videos all the time. So I was wondering if you guys would consider doing that again.
Well, that's a suggestion. Certainly that would be one to filter up to Megan, because those are the kind of things she's looking for. It's you know, we're kind of in an environment where not exactly sure who's doing what to whom, when, and where. And so those kind of projects are ones that should come through her, really, Joan.
Yeah, I did mention it to Greg, and he was excited about it. I know he'll probably really concentrate on the human one first, and they haven't had an official meeting yet. But it just, you know, it just made it so much easier for me to show them flip charts. The older we get, the less joy we get out of computers.
I was also going to say, I mean, definitely we can pass this up, but, you know, all this stuff takes time. We have so much, you know, content already. You could probably make your own version of it in the meantime, just using content that is already provided for you. Just put it together in that particular way for yourself. Just print it out.
I was thinking. It could also be handed out by the distributor to their customer who buys a horse set, and you could include in there the get more specific on how to treat what stuff. Do you know what I mean? Like when to use it, what level, things like that, so they could refer back to it.
Well, that customer education is one of the things that I know that, you know, I think it's really, really, really important. And I know I go to, and Rainey does too, most of us would go to great lengths to provide information to our customers, particularly things about, like we were just talking about, the battery reset. And so I agree with Rainey right now. I appreciate that you would like something officially done by the company, but in the interim, because the timelines are never as immediate as you want them, you know, you can definitely use things, you know, even excerpts from, like, the Facebook library we're talking about or the BBO, and print those out and be able to provide that. So I think it's a good idea. I think customer education is really important, particularly if they're going to be offering sessions as well. We want to make sure that they're out there doing it with the idea of our recommended best practices and approaches of how to do so. So I think those are good tools, and it's really kind of a saying, you know, we've got John Villasenor, who's in charge of education for the field, so I think your idea of saying to use someone who's coming, who's on the new advisory council, if you will, and from the equine portion, that would be Hannah Taylor and Christine Nagy, that would be something that, you know, that perhaps that they could champion as well. So those are kind of recommendations. It's something that you could initiate it on Facebook, on the IBD Facebook page, and, you know, try and escalate it up that way. So there's kind of a lot of different ways, but certainly rest assured that tools for customer education is personally one of my, you know, kind of quests. And it's something that we've talked about. It's just, how do you get, you know, the priorities and the resources and all that to do those things? So I think those are great suggestions, Joan, and I appreciate you bringing them up. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
and
you.
Joan, I do like the idea of having, you know, one more targeted for marketing and one more targeting for, you know, education of customers after they purchased. So I like the idea of having a couple of, you know, different kinds. And we can talk about this with the horse and with the human, obviously. But I like that idea of having a couple of different versions of it based on, you know, and then we could even take a step further maybe and do something that's more, you know, specific for different types of, you know, horses or different types of disciplines of horses, you know, or even something that's even a little bit more technical on the medical side. You know, you can have some things from like the BEE or the, you know, the medical Mondays or things like that that have been posted. So you could, you know, steal from all those kinds of things and put something, I think, really neat together, even yourself. Of course, it'd be so much easier, you know, once the company did it. But I think there's so many resources out there for you to, you know, copy and paste and put together based on what's already out there and created by Beamer to kind of make your own, which would be kind of neat. So.
Yeah. Okay. One of the things that, you know, that people don't always think about is when you come up with a project that gets into a lot of details and specifics, that oftentimes with a medical device and such as Beamer, is that, you know, things change and it's a moving target. And then you've got something in writing that has to be updated and it has to be changed. And you don't want to put out written material that's already out of date. And I think all of us have had experience over the years, if you've been with Beamer for a while. I have quite a collection of brochures and banners and posters.
So do I.
And now we can say this and now we can't say that. So a lot of times, you know, the information that you share is it's not cast in stone, and that's what makes it a challenge to be able to say, okay, I'm going to put something out there that now has a life of its own, and it, you know, maybe it's going to be, you know, it's going to be something that turns into a disadvantage because it's out of date and people don't know it or no one updates it and shares it then with their customers. So there's some other considerations that might not, you know, seem, you know, that you might not think about that definitely come up in this regard. So
And actually, Cindy, though, this format, if you will, may actually be better for that because if you do it as a flip chart, maybe that's not bound, directly, you could change out pages.
Swap it out, yeah. Then it becomes someone's responsibility to keep it updated.
To keep updated,
there
absolutely.
Is,
yep. Yeah.
You know, and that's where, you know, we're not a huge company. So I'm just sharing some of the you know, things that we've run up against. So just to be aware of, it sounds like it should be easy and straightforward, and it's not quite that.
Yeah, which actually, from my opinion, makes it even stronger to do your own version, because then you can add and subtract as you want or as you feel like what works, you know, as you're using your flip chart with people, you know, random people that you talk to, what people identify with more and what they don't, and you can add and subtract and update as needed. So,
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then you are your own monitor, and you're accountable for your own deal. Yeah, I agree with that.
I do like the idea, though, but it definitely those are, you know, Cindy, great points about, because I have, I don't know how many versions of flyers and brochures and posters and things that I can't use anymore. So, including the old flip charts. Yeah.
it should be used maybe in general as an introduction, and like if you're doing a one-on-one or talking to two people or something and you don't want to get out the Beamer story and stuff, where you could just turn a page and it would keep you on track like the original one did. You know, remind you when it comes up to history or the studies and all this kind of stuff. So general, one could have started with just a general one as an introduction, you know.
Yeah, anyway, and you know, remember now, it includes the horse set. So the Beamer magazine does a little bit of that, you know, gives you a feel of the company and the history and, you know, Peter Gleim's kind of vision. And so, again, that's a tool that you could also use, that you could carry with you and show it to somebody. It's not the same as what you're describing, I understand, but you know, again, it's also take advantage of what we have.
Yeah. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Joan. Okay. Well, it looks like Tiff maybe is not going to make it on today. Let me scroll down just to make sure she didn't pop on and I didn't see her, but nope, she must have got pulled away. I know it was her plan to get on today, but she must have got pulled off. But we do have somebody else that just popped on. All right, we've got area code 805. Area code 805, you're live on Blog Talk. I think I know who this is.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, equine ladies. Jan Hopp from beautiful Central Coast, California. Actually, yesterday we had a tornado warning on the coast.
Ooh.
And that was a bit scary.
Yeah. You could have some, you know, some pretty high rivers, and I've seen, you know, a lot of flood warnings too. So stay, you know, hopefully that doesn't affect you personally.
Yeah, we're good on our property here. But I did the survey.
Mm-hmm.
And I did go to the with a friend. I thought she was going to do Beamer, but she did other stuff, so I kind of backed off at the fairgrounds that they were doing cutting that weekend, weekend before last. And I did, but I did contact one woman is interested in the human, and another gal is interested in the horse Beamers. So I'm in touch with them. And the other thing was that the doctor that I met at the local pharmacy, who is a vet in the area, and he's very well known, I did follow up with him, made an appointment with him, took the Beamer there. I thought we were gonna demo, but he just wanted to look at it. I was like a drug dealer out of the trunk of my car. I just opened up everything, and that's what he wanted. He said, "Let me see it," you know. And I guess he is researching Beamer. He wants to research it before, and he's the guy that knows Boyd Martin. and he was going to check with Boyd Martin, too. So I'll follow up with him.
Dan, I would really send him some of the recordings from the BEEE, particularly the one from the Colorado State back pain study. So it's great for him to research on his own, but you never know what people come up with online because there's some strange stuff out there. So, and certainly his content, you know, I mean, he would get favorable feedback from Boyd Martin. I would respect his wanting to research it himself, and he can find the Colorado State study is on PubMed. But I would direct his attention specifically to make it easy for him. He can watch that. Also maybe do the one from the Stallion Observational Study, because that's also with Dr. Herman Joseph Genn, who's an internationally known veterinarian. So and including the fact that all of our BEEs are led by our own holistic veterinarian, Dr. Marlee Svonk. So I think those are tools that you want to, not send maybe every single one of him, but, you know, drip them out a little bit to him.
Yeah, I did do share. I dripped him on share, and he did have the new magazine, the Beamer magazine with Peter Gleim on the front, and then also the previous large pamphlet, equine pamphlet. definitely. But you said the Colorado, the BE Colorado State, what was the second one that you recommended?
Well, they're both in the SHARE app. So the Colorado State one is a new approach to back pain, I think is what the title of that one was. And then the second one was more recent, which was the breeding stallion observational studies that were done with Dr. Genn from Germany. So will be one of the more recent ones. But you definitely want those are his peers. So those are people that he should respond, respect their opinions.
Got it.
So.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so. I guess, Helena and I talked a couple of days ago, and she said that I gave her an update on what happened with him, and she said he is the type that he has every piece of equipment there is. So she said, don't be surprised if he does order a Beamer. So we'll see what happens. I just follow up and keep in touch. I did send him three share things and got no response back. So it's just a matter of touching. I think, I like to call them touches.
Yeah, and it's also, did you ask whether he uses text or email? Because that makes a big difference on,
Good. Yeah.
Okay.
He gave me his cell number. He had given me his business card, and he gave me his cell number, which is what he'd like to do. And I will check back with him about,
as long as an hour long is kind of tough to do on your phone, but if he's doing it, because he's out mobile someplace, then, it's just you don't get the full impact when you're only seeing it on the phone because the images are, so small. So,
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds
something
reasonable.
To think about.
Sounds right.
I'm going to put you on the spot, Jan. Oh, go ahead.
What?
Go ahead. Well,
go ahead.
I was going to ask you to answer my
spot.
Question. Yeah, answer the question I put out there to say if you're talking to a prospect about, and they're brand new, you don't know them, you're just meeting them,
And they say, well, what is it? What do you say?
Darn you, Cindy. I was wanting to hear what other people were say because I'm kind of stymied over that. Doggone it. Actually, I think what I it depends on who I'm talking to, but the few people mm-hmm. that I have talked to is that it helps the horse with the microcirculation. I don't know that much about horses, but I can give you any information that you need. What would you like to know?
Okay. Okay, and that's working for you, obviously, yeah? So
yeah.
So do people know what microcirculation is?
No, not really. That my husband
yeah.
says that, yeah, don't say that. Yeah. But that's what I use on humans. So I'm thinking, you know, the very smallest of vessels, we need blood flow to those areas. And after a certain age, we don't get that proper blood flow. But I wanted to ask you something else. Do we have time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I know that right now in Patagonia that there's a 10-day thing going on in Patagonia. Do you know about that?
No.
A 10-day horse, something with horses. And my neighbor across the road will be back from teaching and doing his clinics abroad, and that after March 5th. And I was wondering if you would want him to call in. They do have the horse Beamer that they've had for 5 years, and they got an Evo when they first came out. In fact, they're having problems with it. It shuts off by itself, and they have to turn it back on. And I guess the manager's meeting, Helena, was saying that other people are having that problem also with the original Evos. But anyway, I know that I know that Warwick has a podcast, and he had interviewed Linda Tellington Jones, and I listened to that, and I was fascinated by it. So I don't know if you're interested in having him on Blog Talk.
We would love to have him come on and just share his observations about, you know, using, you know, starting out and using the Beamer horse set. Absolutely, if he
yeah.
had the time for that. You know, and it wouldn't have to be that he had to plan a presentation or practice or anything. It just could be that he would call in like you're calling in to say, these are the things,
okay.
you know, I've been using it for 3 months now, and this is what attracted me to it, and this is what I've noticed with my horses. That would be great.
Okay.
Yeah, we can definitely
okay,
have
good.
customers call in. It doesn't have to only be distributors.
Okay. No, they're distributors. They became a distributor when they got the Evo, I think maybe 6 months ago. So
okay.
Robin, his wife, is a distributor. Yes.
Even better. So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We would love to hear from them.
Yeah, and I wish I could tell their story, but I can't. So it's going to be fun to hear it from him. Anyway, I think
yeah.
that's about it, ladies. I don't want to take up any more time in case somebody else came in. I got to move to the other room. My husband is doing something online. So, I always have to move out of the darn room. Anyway, I think that's it. I have everything written down.
Going back to Dr. Warwick, is that if in fact you can get a commitment from him for a specific time, we would like to know in advance so we can plan that, and then we'd know what his phone number is to recognize it to call in. It's just it's nice to be able to know. You know, and we could maybe even advertise it if we knew he was going to come on. So to the extent
good.
That you could help us orchestrate that.
Should I text you, Cindy?
Sure, you can do that. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
that'd be great.
You never say no. You always say yes. Yeah.
Well,
okay,
I try.
Great. The veterinarian does have, his wife had knee surgery, and she was using something that they use on the horses, and it was, I thought he said Daybreak, and I looked it up, and I couldn't find it, but it has cold, and then it's a tend, and she was using it on her knee. I didn't go into the human Beamer that much because he was in a hurry, and I was just glad that he gave me, 5 minutes of his time. So, at his hospital. Has anybody ever heard of Daybreak?
Sorry, no. There's so many things out there.
There is so many things.
No. Yeah. But that's what he's been using, and that's why he said he wanted to research, because he doesn't want to use anything that he doesn't want to put his name on, which, of course, we're all like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay. Okay, I was just curious about that.
All right, well, thanks, Jen.
That's all I got.
Appreciate the update.
Okay.
And I hope to have a new speaker on, thanks to you. So that would be great.
Yeah,
okay,
thank you
great.
Very much.
That would be after March 5th, just so you know. It would be after March 5th. So
okay.
Is when he and Robin will be back. Yeah. Okie doke. Make it a great Thursday. Thanks for being there for us. We really appreciate you. The both of you.
Well, thanks,
Jen.
Always good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Bye.
All right. Well, and that should just about do it for us for today. Any final words from you, Cindy?
No, I was just kind of looking through Facebook and saying, who can I call on to say, call and give us a testimonial? So, again, we appreciate, your contributing to making this show interesting. So, hopefully we'll hear from more people, and excited about some things to come. And, check out the Equine Academy, because we need to have it full.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, everyone. Thanks so much for calling in. Thank you for listening. Thank you to those of you that are going to listen to this later. We appreciate you as well. All right. Be sure to tune in to all the other days of Blog Talk. They're doing some great things on that other days. But you know that it's going to be us going to meet you here back next Thursday to talk about horses. So I hope everyone has a wonderful week and the crazy weather we're having all across the country. I have a little bit of a sun break right now, but I know it's not going to last. The rain's coming back today. So, all right, everyone. I hope you have such a great week. We'll see you next Thursday. Bye, Cindy.
Bye, Rainey. Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.